Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we had the opportunity in our FaceTime series to consider the bedrock of the Christian faith, the resurrection. It's kind of an Easter in August kind of Sunday. And we really looked at, you know, how Jesus continues to want to be personal with us. And we looked at his interactions at the tomb. You know, Mary Magdalene was hanging around the tomb. Peter and John, the disciples, they would have never have come had Mary not been hanging around. Had she not come and told them that that Jesus wasn't in the tomb, that the tomb was empty. And of course, you know, the text says that her first assumption is that someone had stolen the body. What's interesting about that is that the disciples heard Jesus teach regularly that, you know, Jesus said, hey, I'm going to die and I'm going to rise again. And none of them recognized it. And it's just a good reminder that this God-connecting faith that we have, or maybe that we're pursuing, it's just not possible on our own without God drawing us. So if God's drawing you today, if you're not a Christian, today's the day to answer. You don't just say, well, you know, maybe I'll wait to do that when I'm older. Or, you know, I'm having fun at this point in my life right now, so I think what I'd rather do, it's just put that decision off a little bit. The God who, you know, created 200 quintillion stars is calling. Now's the time to answer. And it's the same if you're a believer, right? There's no opportunity to be passive about faith and just say, well, you know, faith is a gift. And so I just have to kind of wait until that lightning bolt hits me and kind of stirs faith up. There's no opportunity for that either. God calls us to actively pursue him. I think the other thing that stands out to me about the text is that, you know, Mary Magdalene, she had, according to the scriptures, she had struggled in spiritual warfare for years. She struggled with demonic spirits. She also may have struggled with some issues in regard to mental health, certainly with in regards to her past and decisions that she had made. But when Jesus taught that we could be God's children, it just meant something different to Mary. And I think that's why Mary was the one hanging around the tomb that Easter Sunday morning. And if you think about it for just a minute, Mary was the whole church. For just a minute, after she realizes that Jesus is not someone who's come to rob the grave, when Jesus just says her name, Mary, she's the only person who knows about the resurrection. She's the whole church. So why does Jesus reveal himself to her, not Peter and John? I think Jesus says in the Gospels that the one who loves the most is the one who's forgiven the most. And Mary looked at her life, I think, when other people heard Jesus say, you can be a child of God. They, you know, from a Hebrew perspective, they were like, yeah, that's what we would expect. We're God's chosen people. But when Mary looked at her life and looked at her past, in some ways, it just meant more to her to be forgiven, to be free, to be called God's daughter. And so I think that's why Jesus chose to reveal himself to her first. And when Jesus says to her, don't clutch to me too tightly, don't cling to me too tightly, I don't think Jesus is saying you can't touch me, because obviously in Matthew 28, there are people who come to Jesus post-resurrection, grab him by the feet, and he doesn't say anything to them. I think he's saying to Mary, don't hold on to me, Mary, because I'm going back to the Father. And what Jesus had taught is that that was going to make things better. Now, if you think about it, what could be better than being with God in person? And the answer is, the thing that's better than God being with you is God being in you in the person of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to pray for us that we would be in touch, in tune with the Spirit of God that's alive in us if you're a believer today. And then I want to give you the opportunity to pray. God, as we think about on this Monday, as we think about this week that we have in front of us, it's amazing to think that you are in us. even though, God, we theologically, right, we don't say that we have become God, but you are in us, the power that created 200 quintillion stars is in us to change us. And so, God, today we just lay our lives down in front of you. Whatever you're working on in our lives, whatever you're drawing us to, wherever you're taking us, however you want to use us to make a difference, God, give us boldness, boldness to obey, boldness to have God conversations today, boldness to say truth, Lord, not for our own sake, but for your sake and for the kingdom's sake. Now you take the opportunity to pray.